Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
We'll pray for a few minutes. Very powerful, that last part. Just a moment, come back. You would sing that last part again while we pray. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. This is how to lead people in worship. Powerful songs that carry a strong anointing upon them. Hallelujah. Very, very powerful. The resurrected King. You can only give what you have. If you have not tasted death and hell, how dare you claim that you have the power? We only have the power today because the one who tasted it gave it to us. Is someone learning? So we're going to pray in the Spirit for the next 10 minutes. No distraction. You are praying to connect. You are insisting while you sing the last part of your song. Where's the gentleman? You don't mind them. Let them do the singing, and we pray from the depth of our spirit. You're praying. The Spirit is saying, Lord, tonight is my night. The resurrected King is in this place, and that everything that is dead or dying must come back to life. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the Spirit. Shala baratos kati branda da balada balada. Shepa kata balada bakatos sabrede kete balada. Shabrende ke baratos kati laka branda gada balados yata. Go ahead and declare. Let faith rise from your spirit, man.
From your spirit, the resurrected King is resurrecting me. Go ahead and pray. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome.
Every high thing must come down.
Every stronghold
shall be broken.
You
wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome.
Every
high thing must come down.
Every stronghold
shall be broken.
You
wear the victor's crown.
Every
high thing must come down.
Every stronghold
shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown.
Psalms 111. Psalm 111.
Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Please keep standing. We're reading the whole of Psalm 111, just 10 verses. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Verse 2, let's go together. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Verse 3, his work is honorable and glorious. And his righteousness. Verse 4 says, he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Verse 6, he hath shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. Two more verses. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and revered. Verse 10. Hallelujah. I welcome you in the name of Jesus to our miracle service for the month of May. By this salutation, I am prophesying to you that congratulations will never end in your life. It will be from one level to the other. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 20-21. Now unto him that is able to do. Hold on. It is possible that you can come to him who is able to show you who has the power to do. You can come to him who has compassion but cannot do. But the Bible says, now unto him that is able to do. It is encouraging, and it is a testimony enough to know that I have come to him who is able to do. But then the Bible says he is able to do exceeding abundantly. This is where my testimony comes in. Because if he is only able to do, there are things I can do, but maybe what you need I cannot do. So I need to know how far the doer is able to do. And the Bible says, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. It says, according to the power that works within us. 21. To him, it says, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, may tonight be a memorable one for us. May this be that night where you will know that you've always come for meetings, you've always come for programs, even miracle services, but that this night God decided to shine his light on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. God bless you. Appreciate everyone for making it a date with Jesus tonight. May the Lord bless you all who are connecting from across the globe. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. The Lord will do us good. And for all our international guests and all who have come from outside of this city, may the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Particularly, I would want to honor our Father again. It's an honor to have him every time with us. Bishop Onugbogu, Daddy, thank you. Thank you so, so very much. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight is a miracle service, and that means it is all right to expect anything and everything from the God of heaven. Hallelujah. A miracle service is a meeting that gives us the opportunity to experience the power, the grace, the wonder-working ability of the Spirit of God. There are two scriptures. I just want to give us a charge and then we'll pray. My heart is heavy with so many things that I believe the Lord wants to do tonight. And I want you to be very, very sensitive. Hallelujah. As I walked in and I sat down, the Lord just put a very strong burden in my heart, even before I begin to teach. How that, honestly, if no matter what you have in life, if you never get to a point in your life where you make a definite commitment that your heart and your everything is for Jesus. There are three people now, the power of God is coming on. Just hold them. You don't have to bring them out. Just help them. I just saw this, but listen to me. Just pay attention. We'll begin the ministration of the word shortly. Three people. I saw this in my vision now. Your commitment, your heart. Listen carefully. Everything in this kingdom starts with Jesus. Not just God, Jesus. Because God means many things to many people. The foundation for all and of all that we do is our love and our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it matters, there are several people here outside and following online. We cannot emphasize it enough that the ultimate blessing in the life of a believer is not just healing, it's not just deliverance, it's not just breakthrough, but a definite encounter with the Son of the Living God. No matter what you have, no matter what you receive, and my goodness, you would so receive tonight, but no matter what it is that you have, please listen to me. The foundation for an excelling life, that's why this song meant a lot for me. It says, the resurrected King is resurrecting me. On my own part, I have to admit that he's the resurrected King. I cannot see him as a stranger, the founder of a religion, and then I want to receive from him and not want a relationship with him. You see, you can go and meet somebody, say a herbalist or some sorcerer. He does not need a relationship with you. All he needs is your heart to be opened. You can meet a sorcerer who does not know your name. You can meet a spiritist who does not know. Relationship is not mandated to receive from them. All you need to do is obey whatever they tell you to do. But when you come to Jesus with your hands, he will shift your hand gently and touch your heart. He will tell you, what I need is your heart first. When I find your heart, then your hands will never be empty. Are we together? Yes. You know, most times, because of the charismatism that is around the move of the Spirit, healings, deliverances, breakthrough, we tend to exalt those things as more superior miracles to salvation. The Bible already taught us from the life of Jesus himself. When he came, someone was looking for healing, and he says, your sins be forgiven you. He said, which is greater? Are we together now? And it taught us a lesson there, that in order of priority, the salvation of a man is by far superior. Everybody who Jesus raised from the dead still died again. Everybody who was healed in Jesus' meeting, probably through old age or whatever, they faded out. But the one thing that could not fade was their relationship. Part of the people who said, men and brethren, what do we do? I am sure that they were part of Jesus' crusade, and yet their needs never ended until they met him. He told the woman at the well, he says, I can give you living water. You will fetch this one and still come back again. But there is the living water that I can give you. This one does not just quench a temporal thirst, it will quench an eternal thirst. You have come with prayer requests. You have come trusting God to heal, to deliver, and this is why he's brought us together. But let me tell you this. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, cries for a genuine encounter, a relationship that is greater and bigger than money, greater and bigger than miracles. Please, let me have your attention. Greater and bigger than whatever it is that life can offer. Are we together? A miracle service only becomes useful if relationship with Jesus is intact. And there are people who can come and receive from Jesus, learn his principles, receive the anointing, receive impartations. You can return with wonderful testimonies of things that happen and yet never have a functional relationship with Jesus. Let me take it a step further. It is possible that you can come for an altar call and yet not be born again. It is not coming out. Coming out is just a sign to bring you out as a show of genuine brokenness and repentance. Because there are people who, when we make the altar call, they only come and stand here when we are saying amen. Amen does not save you. Amen means let it be so. But it is your confession. Are we together now? The Bible says the word is nigh thee, in your heart and your mouth, even the word of faith that we preach, that if you will confess the Lordship of Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, there is something exact you have to believe about Jesus to save you. Not every information about Jesus culminates into eternal life. If you believe Jesus is a good man, that is wonderful, but it will not save you. If you believe that Jesus was a wonderful and nice man, the founder of a religion, it does not save you. You must believe that he is Jesus the crucified, Jesus now exalted, Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3 and verse 37. Acts chapter 3 and verse 37. Or 2:37 really. Let's look at 2:37. Acts chapter 2 and verse 37. Now when they heard this was the day of Pentecost, they were pricked in their heart and said unto one another and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what should we do? 38 now. He says, repent and be baptized. Every one of you. How many of you? Everyone who needs, if you are asking, what do I do with my life? I receive deliverance, it comes back. I receive deliverance, spirits come back. It may be that you are not saved. for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39, it says, for the promise. What promise? The promise of salvation first, and the blessing of the Spirit that follows is unto you and to your children and to all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So my first concern tonight is the salvation of your soul, and then for others, the determination to start a genuine functional relationship with Jesus. Now, it doesn't matter how it has been before now. The most important thing is that, you see, today is a powerful gift. Today gives you dominion over yesterday. Today is a gift that no matter how or what yesterday was, if God gives you the gift of today, then he has given you an opportunity to make it right. Apostle, I heard the altar call last week somewhere, but I was not willing to come out because I just felt that this Jesus thing, I don't want to be a fanatic. Unfortunately, the Bible tells us that only those who believe in Jesus Christ and receive him by faith, that they are the only ones who are recipients of eternal life. I think this is a good place to do the altar call before we even start ministering. There is no living church that is alive and serving the purposes of God sincerely and working in compliance with the principles of the kingdom that God will not continually add every time as many as should be saved. God does not send as many as should be built first. It is as many as should be saved. When they are saved, they can now be built and discipled, mentored and empowered. Many of you came here tonight because your life, respectfully speaking, is in a complete mess. There is absolutely nothing working in your life. And you are saying, if for any reason God can make any sense out of my life, then I am here. There are others who are saying, Apostle, I do not even have a definition for my life. As I'm standing or sitting here, whether outside and even following online across the globe, you're saying, Apostle, as I'm listening to you, the Holy Spirit is telling me that my relationship with Jesus is faulty or not even there. It matters to Jesus Christ that if we desire to see his power, we desire to see his glory, then he must be exalted. He says, and I, if I be exalted from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. Hallelujah. So there are people here seated. As you are listening to me, the Holy Spirit is convicting you. And he's telling you that the time has genuinely come. The time has sincerely come for an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. The time has come for you to win that war of destiny. The time has come for you to start a journey. A journey that redefines your entire life. And it has nothing to do whether you are young or old, rich or poor, exposed or not, male or female. It does not matter. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son. Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus. It says that everyone that believes in him should not perish. That means you are not supposed to perish. You can choose to perish, but you should not perish. Not after the new and living way has been made available for you. It says, but have life everlasting. Verse 17, we'll read to 18. 17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Our first message to the world, please look at me. Men of God, hear this. Believers, hear this. Our first message to the world is not mental development. Our first message to the world is not principles. Our first message to the world is not organization. Our first message to the world is not miracle signs and wonders. Our first message to the world is salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Other messages will now find relevance only if that message has been sorted out. If we are asked to bring one message that represents the entire theme of the Christian experience, it is not just spiritual growth. In fact, it is not even kingdom, it is Jesus. Kingdom only finds its relevance when Jesus is there. Are we together now? So this issue of Jesus is a serious issue, and tonight God is speaking to us. For some of you, you will find out, do you know that there have been many times in my life and the bit of my walk with God, I have seen that many people's cases and situations automatically get answered at the point where they come to surrender to Jesus. You've seen people fall under the anointing here while they are making the altar call. Because that is the one thing the Spirit, if the Spirit does not stop you or cannot stop you from receiving Jesus or coming to church, it will allow you to receive whatever miracle, but make sure this Jesus part, just go back still with your heart empty. Because the Spirit knows that it will have a legal access to return to your life again. It will find it swept clean but empty. It found it empty. That was why it found access in the first place. Hallelujah. Let me make an altar call right now. Two sets of people in one. Number one, a brother, a sister, a mother, a friend, a son, a daughter, anyone who is saying, Apostle, thank you for giving this opportunity. I know that I'm at a defining moment in my life. I need Jesus. I have never truly made this decision for Jesus consciously. And then there are those who are saying, Apostle, my life is in a state of emergency. That is even why I came here. I probably was invited by a friend and a brother, and I need Jesus Christ because I know that my life has gone haywire. There is no order. I need Jesus. All of the overflows outside, everywhere, the basement, right here in this auditorium, and following across the nations of the earth. I am not asking you if you are a Christian. I am not asking you if you go to church. I am not asking you if they gave you a Christian surname. That's not what I am asking. And you know, the beautiful thing about God is that nobody comes to force you. But you know by the Spirit that your destiny is crying out for Jesus. Some of you need more than a miracle tonight. Some of you need more than a healing tonight. It is Jesus. I'm going to make this altar call now. And when I count 1 to 5, whether you are inside or outside, if you are still thinking about it by now, I consider you to not be serious. Because the Holy Spirit would have spoken to you from the depth of your heart. I will count 1 to 5. 1. Please run to Jesus. Please take him seriously. I want to come, but I'm afraid of my friend. I'm afraid of my family members. Please leave them alone and come to Jesus. This is a personal affair. Let's celebrate them as they come. 2.
Yeshua.
Listen, let me tell you, many of you here who are here, at the point you are praying that salvation prayer, you will be surprised that your deliverance will even begin, even without going to that section. This is the power. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power. He didn't say it has power. It is the power of God unto salvation. Your declaration is closing that door permanently.
Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory. Yeshua, Yeshua,
now listen, please. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. As soon as I'm done with that prayer, you will be the first that will start ministering deliverance to before you go. Lift your right hand to Jesus. If you're under the anointing or you're on the floor, no problem. That's all right. Let me tell you, this prayer of salvation bar is a deep and powerful mystery in the realm of the spirit. You are not just reciting a poem, a set of words that contain power. And it will activate something in the realm of the spirit. Say after me very loud and very clear. Say, Lord Jesus. One more time. Say, Lord Jesus. Right now, I believe that you are the Son of the living God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you resurrected for my justification. Right now, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. I receive you as my King. I declare that the power of sin, of Satan, of hell, and of the grave is broken over my life. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. I am a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Now lift your hands. Let me pray for you. I announce to every spirit, every foul devil, you heard their confession. And the Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Therefore, I stretch my hands. Every manipulation of darkness right now, I speak as one sent in the name of Jesus. Let them go now. Go, go, go. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release their destinies in the name of Jesus. Every legal access you have over their life, the blood of the eternal covenant speaks against you. Release them now. Release them now. Release them. Kaposh ketebata. Causes. Altars, yokes, hexes, spells. You come under judgment by reason of this prayer of salvation. I declare liberty in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. It says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I declare, be free now. Be free now. Be free now. by reason of this decision, everything that has been tied down over your life, I decree and declare, be released now. Be released now. In the name of Jesus. Congratulations for making this noble decision, every single one of you. It was not an ordinary confession, believe me. Even if you've said it before, you may not have said it with understanding. But right now, you have made a decision that will change the course of your life. Now, here's what I want you to do. Please, all of you, follow very carefully. Now, I want you to move to my right. There are counselors waving their hands. They will attend to you very quickly, and then you return. Please, counselors, let's... Okay, from here, half of you, those who are here, please move to my left this way, and then to my right very quickly. Those under the anointing, that's all right. If you can't take them, you can just leave them there. Hallelujah. Please attend to them very quickly so that they can join the service. There is a lot for us to do tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at the power of salvation. The power of salvation. Tonight, God is going to be healing and God is going to be restoring. These two things, among the many things that God is going to be doing, there's going to be healing and restoration, even by His Spirit. Jeremiah chapter 30. Please be seated if you can. May God bless you. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. This will be our anchor scripture for tonight. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. Please pay attention. I'll charge our hearts and then we'll get to the ministry of the Spirit. I see the stars, I hear the roaring thunder, thy path throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. Let's read together. Please be very sensitive. There is such a mighty and marvelous anointing of the Holy Spirit here. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. This is a prophetic word for someone. I will restore health. It never said, I will heal thee of thy sickness. Because it takes more than sickness to need healing. It says, I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Why? Because they have called you an outcast, saying, this outcast, even though he is called Zion, no man seeks after you. May the Lord grant us grace. I want to define four of these words. The power in this verse will only be released when we have
the opportunity to study a few words. You see, let me tell you, these words are very important. And until you understand the deeper meaning of words, you may just read powerful statements and it will not make any meaning to you. There are four words I want to define. Number one, health. Health. God is healing. Listen very carefully. His power is in His word. What is the definition of health? You may want to listen even if you are not writing. Health, I wrote here, is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. Health is defined as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. Not just the absence of diseases or infirmities. That means that when we talk about health, it is more than just the absence of diseases or infirmity. That is a major definition of health. But that in addition to the absence of diseases or infirmities, it means a state of physical, mental, and social well-being. Is someone learning? I wrote down here, health in one word is liberty. Health in one word, holistically defined, is liberty. If you want to define health in one word, it's more than freedom from an infirmity. Health in one word is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 3, let's work together, media. 2 Corinthians 3, now the Lord is that Spirit, it says, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is health. There is health. If you see health as something only sick people need, you may never contend for it. Physical, mental, and social well-being. In one word, health is liberty, freedom. That means when you have the liberty, you are healthy to the degree to which you have liberty. One of the assignments of sickness is to constrain you. Is that true? For instance, if you have a problem with your limbs, why do you call it an infirmity? Because it has now constrained you. You do not have the liberty to do things as fast as you would want to do. The assignment of ill health is to incapacitate you in some way. And we're saying here that my definition of health in one word is liberty. I have studied various definitions of health, and I can tell you in one word, health is liberty. No matter how you define health, if liberty is not captured in it, then it is not health. Are we together? Definition number two. The word heal or healing. The second word we want to look at is the word heal. All from Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. I just thought to do the definitions and then the richness in that scripture will come to you. The next word is heal. Because that is what the Lord said He would do. So we need to know what is in His mind. When God says, I will heal thee, what does He mean? What does it mean to heal? Or to be healed? To heal means to make someone or something sound and healthy again. To heal means to make someone or something sound and or healthy again. To heal means to make someone or something sound and healthy again. Another definition of healing. To heal means to become mentally or emotionally strong after a bad experience. To heal means to become mentally and emotionally strong again after a bad experience. Take note of these definitions. To heal, number one, means to become sound or healthy again. Number two, to heal means to become mentally
and emotionally strong again after a bad experience. Take note of the words again. Again means something corrupted the initial state, and now there is a need to go back again to become mentally or emotionally strong after a bad experience. The third definition, to heal, means to restore back to an original or better state. To heal means to restore back to an original or better state. Is that scripture making sense now? To heal, number one, it means to become sound or healthy again. Number two, it means to become mentally or emotionally strong again after a bad experience. And then number three, to heal means to restore back to an original or better state. Now you can see the scripture. We are piecing this together very quickly. For I will restore liberty. Are we together now? Unto you, freedom, access, and I will heal thee of your... Now, it makes sense with this definition why it didn't say, I will heal you of your sickness. If he had said sickness or infirmity, then it would limit it to a group of people. But he said, I will heal you of your wounds. That becomes our next definition. In fact, I didn't do justice to the last definition of healing. To be restored back to a state of health, vitality, and optimism. To be restored back to a state of health, vitality, and optimism. Now let's define wound. W-O-U-N-D. Wound. Because God is saying that he is going to heal us of our wounds. So what is he talking about? A wound is an injury or damage to a part of the body. An injury or damage to a part of the body that typically involves a cut, a tear, or a breaking of a membrane such as the skin. Don't worry, I'll take it again. That a wound is an injury or a damage to a part of the body that typically involves a cut, involves a tear, or a breaking of a membrane such as the skin. That means in a wound there is usually a damage to a part of the body, a cut, a tear, or some damage of your membrane like a skin. The second definition of a wound is the harm done to a person's emotional and psychological well-being. The harm done to a person's emotional and psychological well-being, usually caused by one or more unpleasant events. The harm done to a person's emotional and psychological well-being, usually caused by one or more unpleasant events, resulting to major levels of distress. So a wound, number one, talks about an injury. Number two, it talks about a harm that is done to a person's emotional or psychological well-being, usually by one or more unpleasant events, and it results to major levels of distress, including fear, frustration, and the inability to make progress. One last time, because it's a long definition, even if you are not writing, just listen. The second definition of a wound is the harm that is done to a person's emotional and psychological well-being. Are we together? Usually caused by one or more unpleasant events, resulting to major levels of distress, including fear, frustration, and the inability to make progress. Are you ready for the final definition? The word outcast. Give us that scripture again. We're building this. So we see four words: health, heal, wounds, outcast is the final word. What does it mean to be an outcast? The verse defines it itself, but let's give it clarity. An outcast is a person who has been rejected. Full stop. An outcast is a person who has been rejected. Another definition. An outcast is one who has been denied acceptance. An outcast is one who has been looked down upon or ignored. Pay attention to these definitions. An outcast is, number one, a person who has been rejected. Number two, one who has been denied acceptance. Three, one who has been looked down upon or ignored. Isaiah 65, 14 and 15. Oh, did I get that right? Let's look at 15. Give me 15. Okay. 14 and 15. Let me read it. This is scripture I'm looking for. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but he shall cry for sorrow of heart and shall... No. And the Lord shall give you a new name. I'll look for the scripture. Which the mouth of the Lord... That's verse what? Isaiah 62. That should be 62. Am I right? Let's look at 62. Isaiah 62. Verse. Aha, beautiful. It says, thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Look, go to verse 14. There is an expression, 14, not 1. Give us the entire 62. Be patient, let me read it. I need to draw something out from there. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. Say amen. Until your righteousness thereof goes forth as the brightness, and the salvation as a lamp that burneth. Verse 2. It says, Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and the kings thy glory. Thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Verse 3. It says, thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of God. Beautiful. This was what I was looking for. My apologies. 62 from verse 4 and 5. It says, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. It says, for the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. Verse 5. It says, for as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall God rejoice over thee. Somebody say amen. That you will never be termed forsaken, but the Lord will give you a new name. In the name of Jesus. Now please go to our initial scripture, Isaiah 30 and verse 17. Jeremiah now, 30 and verse 17. We are going to read it now. Are you ready? One, two, read. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. You now understand what the Bible is saying? That God wants to do many things in your life. Number one is to restore you to a state of vitality and liberty, and then to bring restoration, to leave you in the state you once were, if you have deteriorated, and even a better state. And then he says to heal you of your wounds, all kinds of wounds, physical wounds, emotional wounds, spiritual wounds, because the Bible says a broken spirit can dry up the bones. And then he says, where you have been an outcast, rejected. Did I define An outcast? Okay, yes, I did. Another definition for an outcast is one who is made to believe that you do not fit into society by reason of certain standards. That means people look at you and say you are poor. They look at you and say you are not this. They look at you and say you are not like us. And they relegate you to the background because they feel that you do not have a voice. You do not have the value that seems to qualify you to be part of certain circles. Whether in ministry, whether in business, whether in your life, God is vowing tonight that He is going to change that narrative. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, very quickly, how do I experience the healing power of God? We need to know what it takes. Now that we know that God wants to heal, He wants to restore to an original and even better state. What does it take to experience the healing power of God? There are two keys I'm going to give you, and then we'll begin to pray. How do I experience the healing power of God? Number one, are you ready? The first key, locate and stand upon the word of God as it concerns your healing or whatever area of concern. Locate and stand upon the word of God as it concerns your healing or whatever area of concern. This is the first thing. If you want to experience the healing power of God, you have a responsibility to locate and stand upon the word of God as it concerns your healing. Three scriptures very quickly. Number one, Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But He was wounded for our transgressions, the Bible says. He was bruised for our iniquities. It says the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Apostle Peter, rendering this version, says, by His stripes we were healed. So you have to locate what the word of God says. Psalms 102 from verse 2 and 3. In fact, let's start from verse 1. I hope I got that right. Please, if I didn't, look for it for me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Making a mistake type. Okay, 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 2, and forget not His benefits. Now, what are the benefits? Number 1, verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Are you seeing the protocol now? He starts with forgiveness, and then who healeth all thy diseases. In fact, we add verse 4. It says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. And then He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. These are all called benefits. So you must locate from the word of God. What has God said concerning my healing? What has God said? I have taught you countless times here, dear people of God, that the boundary of a believer's commitment, God's commitment to the believer, is Scripture. Scripture represents the jurisdiction of God's commitment to the believer. Hallelujah. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. One more time. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I am standing on the look up. Let me tell you something about the word of God. until you can find it in scripture, the verse and the scripture that directly addresses your area of expectation or your area of concern, believe me, there is no confidence that God is committed over that issue. Now, for some of you, you may say, Apostle, I've searched my Bible and I don't seem to find anywhere where my particular case is mentioned. I will show you that all the cases that you have that may not seem to be in the Bible, there is a category where the Bible keeps them. John 20 from verse 30 and 31. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. So there are many other things that he did, but are not written in this book. Your expectation qualifies to get into that list. Lord, I know that you can do it. Even though I did not see the particular issue I'm looking for here, but the Bible says that you have done many things that were not written here, but the good thing is that you did it. And I'm releasing my faith. That becomes the second key, that I will receive this. Key number one, locate and stand upon the word of God as it concerns your healing or whatever area of concern. Are we together? Yes. And then number two, reach out and receive by faith. Reach out and receive your healing, or reach out and receive whatever it is that you desire by faith, regardless the prevailing symptoms. Reach out and receive by faith, regardless the prevailing symptoms. I put symptoms here because we are talking about sickness, but it applies to whatever area. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it says, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he exists, and then that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we seek him sincerely, trusting him to come through for us, the Bible says that he is a rewarder. Scripture number two, in John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9, very classic rendition of how to reach out by faith. The Bible says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Next verse. Now there was at Jerusalem, at the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Look at the kinds of people that were there. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Look at this kind of thing. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. Do you know, the first thing about this story, please go back to verse 5. I would have been concerned, or I would have been less concerned, if the Bible said there were certain people who stayed there very long. The first thing the Bible tells us is that there was a multitude of impotent folk. And then he now isolates one man and says that one man among the multitude had been there 38 years. If he said there were 10 people or 15 people, you will know that it was not unique to one man. That means there was something wrong with this one man. That multitudes will come and go. Multitudes will come and go, but that one man remained there. Verse 6. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, watch this now, will you be made whole? That was a question. Watch the man's answer. The impotent man answered and said, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, was that the question? You see why the guy was there? Do you want to be healed? He said, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into. That means I am not willing to take responsibility over my action. As powerful as the problem was not with the angel, the problem was not with the water, but for him to make the effort, he did not know that in receiving from God, you have a role to play. And he said, I'm just lying down there waiting for who will play my role for me. And that waiting made 38 years of a moment of God's power. Can I tell you this? Every time you fail to do what God has empowered you to do, as far as your own equation, your own participatory role in obtaining from God is, you will only prolong your pain and prolong your condition. The angel came and stirred the water. And yet the man said, I have no man to put me into the pool. Do you know the kind of labor it takes to carry an impotent man and put him into the pool? But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. That another that stepped down before him, was he the only important man there? The Bible says they were important men. Cheerlessness. And he just felt one day, and it became 38 years. Look at the mercy of Jesus. Verse 8. And Jesus said, all right, now I want to give you a chance to learn how it works. You would think that Jesus will hold him. Jesus said, rise. It was the same thing. Rise. Which one is easier? Roll or rise? I mean, you went to school. Roll or rise. Jesus comes and you would think the equation would change. Even if you meet Jesus, it will still take the same fate. Rise. Then take up your bed. At least if you fall into the water, you will not take up your bed. It's just to roll. Jesus said, rise. Take up your bed and walk. And finally, 9. So he had that ability. He always had it. It was a flimsy excuse he was giving. If that man could rise, then it means he would have been able to roll. And immediately, the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked on the same day. And it was a Sabbath. Can you imagine that? Look at me, please. Even if Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, appears here directly to replace me, you would think just because he has come, you will start rejoicing. I assure you, there will be people who will live without receiving anything, to the point that you will suspect if this was Jesus or not, because his coming will not push away the need for faith. Are we together now? It will always take faith in the Word of God to receive. You must believe that God has come through for you, and then you take the corresponding action by faith. Romans chapter 4, from verse 18 and 19. The Bible, speaking about Abraham, says, who against hope? Do you know what it means to believe in hope, against hope? Against hope means that there were evidences glaring before him that would tell him you may never have a child again. For him and his wife Sarah. But the Bible says against hope, regardless the symptoms, regardless whatever it is, he believed that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. He did not just believe as he wanted. He believed according to that which was spoken. Next verse, 19. And being not weak in faith, the Bible says, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. The Bible says he considered not. That's why I said you have to reach out by faith. If you focus on symptoms, you will never receive from God. You have to learn to take your eyes away. When Peter looked at Jesus, he could walk on water. But when he turned and saw how boisterous the sea was, the Bible says he began to sink. They looked unto him and they were not ashamed. Can I tell you this?
I assure you by the God of heaven that God, like our dear people sang, is still the resurrected king, and he's still in the business of resurrecting people. To resurrect means to bring you out of the grave. Every kind of grave. Reach out by faith. Reach out by faith. Apostle, I have come here. I'm trusting God for healing. Even in my finances. My own is that my finances, nothing is working. When the word of God comes, that God is able to bless you and to lift you, it is your responsibility to reach out by faith. How do you reach out by faith? Believing that God is able to step in, and then finding out what role you need to play to release the power of God. In fact, let me give us a third key. The third key, if I'm to give us anyone here, will be expect the anointing to flow in response to your faith. Expect the anointing to flow in response to your faith. Because the anointing of the Holy Spirit is the power, it is the agency that actually brings the results. Faith is a means of connection. It connects you to the power of God. But the agency that does the work is the anointing, the power of God. Let's look at Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Let's start from verse 14. I was so touched when our dear sister came and gave her, the lady with the issue of blood. And I looked at it and I said, can you imagine this kind of thing? You can imagine the kind of discomfort that this would have left this lady in. But thank God for the power of God. Luke chapter 8 from verse 40. Are we there, media? The Bible says, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Next verse. It says, and behold, there came a man named Jairus. And he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he should come to his house. So the man is pleading that he would come to his house, for he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Next verse. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. You know what this means? The day they gave birth to that child, that was the day her problem started. They were both 12 years. The day that child was born, while the mother was in the mortuary, while she was in the delivery room giving birth, this woman's trouble started. All 12 years. So which 12 years will Jesus attend to? It depends on who reaches. Both of them had 12-year-old problems. And you would think just because one is a little girl, in the school of the spirit, it's not about age. It is your ability to reach and believe. Please keep that scripture there. I want to teach you something very powerful. The Bible says while they were on their way going, a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed by any. 44. The Bible says, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood. Verse 45. And Jesus said, this is where we are going to. Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayeth thou, who touched me? In other words, this is a silly question, Jesus. There are so many people pushing at you. How in the world will you say that? And Jesus said, somebody had touched me. For I perceive, shalakatosiata. Many people were touching for various reasons, but I perceive that virtue, power, the anointing has gone out of me. There is a touch that places a demand. Look at this. That means it was possible for Jairus to have stood in even for the daughter and touched him immediately.
He was talking with somebody for a long time. And he said, come to my house. I believe that until you come to my house, my child will not be healed. That was the direction of the power of God. It had to be activated when he arrives his house. Because his faith did not believe he will be healed now. But there was a woman who said, I know you are passing. My own is, I don't have the power for any discussion. I just need to touch you. Listen, all 12-year-old problems. Hear me. You can believe God that your miracle will come December. The power of God will go slowly and honor your faith till it gets to December. You can believe that your increase will come from your salary. And from God's power will work with the people in your office slowly until they start raising your paycheck. But you can believe, like the woman with the issue of blood. She did not have a discussion. All she needed to do was to touch. But you see, let me tell you this. It was not an ordinary touch. Please give us that scripture. It says, somebody had touched me, for I perceive virtue is gone out of me. 47. When the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him and before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Last verse, 48. It says, and he said to her, daughter, be of good comfort. He didn't say, my anointing has healed you. Your faith. All the discussions you said, when you read Mark's account, the Bible says she said to herself, there was a contemplation that was happening there. Can I tell you this? Two people can have the same issue of sickness. Two people can have the same issue of finances. And one person will push 12-year-old child dying, 12-year-old woman with the issue of blood. As far as pain is concerned and the longevity of the problem, they were all 12-year-old. That means you would think that Jesus would attend to the issues the same time because of the time. It was whoever could reach. One stood with Jesus and was talking for a long time, playing politics and negotiating. Jesus, would you come? Another woman said, I don't have time for that. I know what it means to be in this condition. All that is required to pull that virtue is faith. The same way someone can be in here, you are watching me and not receive, but someone can be at the overflow or another nation, like the woman with the issue of blood, and said, I may not be here, but all I need is an opportunity to reach out. I expect the anointing of the Holy Spirit will always flow in the direction of your faith. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will always flow in the direction of your faith. If your faith says next week, the anointing says amen. If your faith says now, the anointing says amen. If your faith says in 10 years, the anointing says amen. The assignment of the anointing is to say amen to whatever faith says. The man was standing with Jesus. Every part of him was dripping power. And yet nothing happened, because based on the construction of his faith, he believed that Jesus had to travel down until he got to his house and then to lay hands physically on his child. And there was no point arguing. Jesus said, okay, that's fine, let's go. And then a woman said, do you know what it means to touch the hem of your garment? This is it. Just to touch you like this, you would think it's a breeze. And Jesus said, no, no. Among these many, the same way there are many in Koinonia now, lifting their hands, but there are others, the lifting of their hands is not just to heaven alone. It is to Jesus and to his servant saying, Lord, I believe, and then I receive. If I may but touch the hem of his garment, the Bible says immediately she was healed. I've seen a bit of the power of God in my life, and I understand a bit about the dynamics of the anointing by the grace of God. Do you know, I have traveled for meetings where, sadly, I have seen certain people not touched, and yet the major dimension of the anointing that flowed in that meeting was over those kinds of cases. And why they were not touched, sometimes it would surprise me. And then later on, you would be going out and find out that other people, maybe security people or somebody out there,
will now call and say, you cannot imagine what happened to me. And I'm saying, but it cannot be God. God cannot be that unfair. Proximity to an anointing does not guarantee reception. Proximity to an anointing does not guarantee reception. It takes a revelation of faith. You connect to the anointing by faith. If you have the privilege to have proximity to the anointing, then you can receive. But with or without proximity, your faith can reach any part of the globe. Proximity to the anointing. Listen to me. There is nowhere in this auditorium or outside or across the globe where the power of God cannot reach. You can choose to be Jairus tonight and say, Apostle, you have to come and walk. Let's go through that intellectual journey until we get to my house. The only issue is that sometimes the concerns in your life may not allow that wastage of time. It may be too late by the time he gets there. But like the woman with the issue of blood, it can happen right here. Right here. Right here. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Feel this place. Shalom da baratos yada. Ruach Elohim. For a man of God, yet tonight can be your night if you so wish. Lord, why are things not working? Ministry is not working. There is no increase. You have been wounded because it looks like you push your effort. Healing is coming for you if you can receive. Apostle, my issue is not 12 years old. My issue is 30 years old. Welcome to the one who is able to do, no matter how long. When you meet him, you meet his power to heal, his power to deliver, his power to change. Apostle, I'm desiring A, B, C, D. Can God step in for me? Yes, the God of the Bible. I don't know what God you are talking about. But if you mean Jesus Christ, the one who is the resurrected King, Lord and Christ, I assure you it is within his power. And tonight can be your night. Tonight can be your night. Tonight can be your night. We are going to pray. It will be such an extraordinary move of the Spirit in this place. Listen, the most important role that you have to play tonight is to reach by faith. There is a buffet, the table of his majesty is prepared and set before you for all kinds of healing: financial healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, restoration of fire, honor, dignity, favor. You are tired of the workings of darkness in your life. In the next 1 minute, I'd like you to pray from the depth of your heart and make up your mind. Say, Lord, tonight is my night. Like the woman with the issue of blood, you came as a family, agree as a family. You came as an individual, agree as an individual. You came as a business, agree. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Talk to the God of heaven. Ruach Elohim.
Ruach Elohim.
Ruach Elohim.
Hallelujah. There is such a mighty anointing of the Spirit here. Please listen. You are going to pray one prayer. Lord, in this miracle service, everything must work in my life. Must work in my life. Open your mouth and pray. Everything. Everything must produce results. Everything. Shalanda Gapata must produce results. Someone is praying. Everything. Everything. Everything must produce in my life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Everything that left heaven for my sake must land upon my destiny this night. Favor, increase, healing, restoration. Pray. Shebada kata brande gade balaka tosh kate brande. Skate brande baratos koto brata kata.
If I may but touch the hem of his garment, this issue can come to an end. I know. If I can but touch the hem of his garment, he can come to me as the wisdom of God. He can come to me as the power of God. Pray one more minute. You're not wasting your time. You're releasing your faith. God is still in the business of lifting. He's still in the business of making. He's still in the business of empowering. He's still in the business of signs and wonders. Hallelujah.
You're going to shout Jesus once. And I want you to start bringing the people out, please. The power of God is ready to move. What we're going to do is going to be a quick walk. Let your faith be open. Let your heart be open. Let your faith be alive. Jesus is visiting his people. I want to take time and really pray for the sick. But then I need to minister right now very quickly as the Holy Spirit is leading me. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. Please help the ushers. There are several people. The ushers are trained, but no matter how many, they can be limited. So if someone is under the anointing close to you, please do well to bring them out here. That name that is above every other name. Listen, as you shout that name, there are certain people in this place that the doors that have been closed, making things to not work in their life. You have done the best you know to do, and doors don't seem to be opening. When a door opens, all that is left is advancement you can walk through. I'm about to pray for you right now. The power of God is coming mightily upon you. At the count of three, one, two, three, shout Jesus. In the name of Jesus, doors open. Doors open. Open, open, that they go forward. Open, bring them out. Halakadosha gatepa, rekatepa lekata brosketi la pariata. We unlock the doors by prophecy. We unlock the doors by prophecy. We unlock the doors. Pray. We unlock the doors. Please bring them out quickly. We unlock the doors. By the power that raised Christ from the dead. Shalagata branda gata pakarotos koto pratigata. Doors. Many of you will be surprised what is happening to you. I say it again. Doors. By the key of David. That can open a door that no man can shut. And shut a door that no man can open. Every door that has been shut over your destiny. Shut over your life. Ephata, that door is open now. That door is open now. The door of advancement. Ephata, be open now. Be open now. Shalagadabanta kapraska devalatus. God is opening doors. In the name of Jesus, that every door that stands before me, that should be open, I declare it open by the key of David that is able to open a door that no man can shut. Shalagata brandagata, bring them up. Igata baragateskota lagata mbratakatoska tibalatos. Hallelujah. Now I want to pray. The power of God is coming on many people. And it's an anointing for restoration. Hear me. When that anointing comes on your life, you will be surprised that things that should have happened starts chasing you to look for you again. For some of you, by that anointing, you will be surprised that relationships, opportunities will return by the power of the Holy Spirit. At the count of three, may that restoration mantle wherever you are. One, two, three, shout Jesus. Take that anointing. Take that anointing. Strange restoration in ministry. Restoration of your dignity. Restoration of honor. Restoration. Everything that used to work, that no longer works, I command that mantle to fall on you. That grace for restoration. Alega paros katibadakata. And I will restore. And I will restore. And I will restore. I'm still praying it again. This anointing is coming on many people. Let there be restoration now. Son of man, can these bones live? It says, only thou knowest. Son of man, can this family live? Son of man, can this ministry live again? Son of man, can this man of God live again? But I prophesy to you, may that anointing come upon you now.
Some of you were seated in the place of honor and something happened in your life and brought you down. I command, may that anointing take you back to that place. May this restoration mantle, let it take you back to your place of honor.
Restore. We are still speaking restoration. Lord, restore. Shane mana saga branda ga paratas ko de balakate. Hear me. Please look up. For some of you, when the devil attacked you and brought you down, he put someone to occupy your place. In the name of Jesus, we dislodge them now. Paratoskata with aparikatebata. Anyone sitting on your glory, aparaketa, sitting on your job, sitting on your honor, sitting on your sacrifice, by prophecy, I dislodge them now.
Restore everything that I've lost. Restore. In the name of Jesus, restore. Hallelujah. I'm feeling fire in my left hand and I'm wondering what this is for. There are many of you, like physical fire, you will begin to feel it on both of your hands. It's a strange anointing that God is placing on you right now as I'm speaking, all over the congregation. Shabradigata. It's a kind of anointing. This thing is a ministerial grace. It's a gift of the Spirit that God is granting you. Man of God, prophet of God, apostle, pastor, it's time to carry that grace. There is an anointing upon your hands. You will work wonders with it. Bring them out. That anointing is resting upon you. I feel fire upon my hands. For some of you, it's a healing anointing. Some of you, it's a breakthrough anointing. Let it come. In the name of Jesus, let it come. Alebaranda gabaratos kadia. Your hands will no longer be ordinary hands. Your hands will no longer be ordinary hands. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. This fire is coming upon you. It's a grace for multiplication. It's not just the healing anointing alone. I'm saying it again. Everyone here who cannot multiply what God gives you, that anything He gives you remains at that level, I release the grace for multiplication. I release the grace for multiplication. Hallelujah. Now listen. This next prayer is for everybody. But please, let me beseech you by the mercies of God. You are going to be receiving while you look at your neighbor, so that we manage the things that can happen here. Are we together now? How many of you believe there is a grace for speed? If you have never opened your heart to receive the grace for speed, please, I beseech you by the message of God, here is your chance. I'm going to pray. You will be surprised. People will start running. That's why I said, please help them. I decree and declare, Father, that fire that can energize a man, a business, a ministry, and bring speed, at the count of three. Some of you have been delayed. In the name of Jesus, you are about to take that anointing now. Shout Jesus at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Speed. May that grace come upon you. I I release speed. No more delay in destiny. No more delay. I don't care what altar has tied you down. I prophesy speed, speed. Every altar tying you down must release you now, must release you now, must release you now. Speed to your destiny. Man of God, experience speed in ministry. Career person, speed in career.
Oh, 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 oh,
hallelujah. Who is Rosemary? I'm hearing a name, Rosemary. Is there someone with that name? Your name is Rosemary. Where are you coming from, madam? Come. Rosemary. Jesus. Who is Japheth? I'm hearing a name, Japheth. 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 I want to pray for you. Where are you from, madam? This woman.
From Delta State.
Delta State. I want to pray for you. You came alone?
My husband and my daughter.
Is your husband here?
And my daughter.
Come. The Lord is about to turn the life of this family. Please, if he's here, can you call him? Husband, please come. I want to pray for you. The Lord is going to... What do you do?
I'm a banker.
I want to pray for you. You are considering leaving the bank.
Yes, sir.
To where?
My own company.
I'm going to pray for you. You are in the will of God. I want to pray for you. I will not come and speak carelessly like this. Believe me. Because the Lord will elevate you. Look at the little girl kneeling down too. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands upon you and I pray. I'm praying for you, but it's your wife, the anointing will come on. This is very strange. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you carry a grace, a mantle for favor. I release that grace upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing dies in your hands. All of you are Rosemary. I will pray for you. Two of you, the power of God is coming on you now. That's all right. I will pray for everybody. I'm seeing two of you right now. Fire is coming on two of you. Two of the Rosemarys in front here. In Jesus' name, I lose that chain. I lose that chain. I'm seeing a chain. I lose it now. The name of Jesus Christ. Lose that chain now. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let them go in the name of Jesus.
Hey, hey, hey.
Where are you coming from?
Abuja.
I want to pray for you. I hope you are not embarrassed. Madam, I'm seeing you holding a basket that is supposed to look like a container. Anything poured in it goes down. What do you do?
I'm a businesswoman.
I want to pray for you. Huh?
planning.
You are what?
I'm into event planning.
You are into event planning. I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm seeing you holding a basket, intending to hold a container, that everything that is poured there goes down. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands upon you. You came for a miracle service. May this grace rest upon you that will turn your life around. And everything fighting you, I curse it right now in the name of Jesus. I curse it now in the name of Jesus. One of you in front here will start shouting loud under the anointing. I don't know why, but God just gave me that word. In front, just in front here. Elohim Adonai. Let me talk to you. This man, the one at your back, please come. Your life is about to change. Haranda sakata brande galapo siziata prahastia. Hallelujah. Kai, God is showing me something that there is someone. Now, please don't come out at random. I'm watching in a vision. I'm not even seeing the face of the person. But I'm seeing like an event. You were rising like on a ladder. Everybody was seeing you and beginning to clap for you. And suddenly I saw what looked like an arrow. It hit what you were holding and you started going down. This person I'm talking about, I hope I'm right, but I think it's a... Hold on. The person I'm seeing in my vision, you are a Yoruba person. Who is Wale? 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 Is there somebody like that? Oh, this man. Please come and stand.
I know the lion, I know the lamb, I know the lion, I know the lamb.
I believe in the lion.
I will follow the lion.
What do you do, sir?
I'm an IT consultant.
I want to pray for you. I'm seeing a plane leave here and going to UK and coming back and going to UK again and coming back and going to UK again, coming back. Do you have an office there? I'd like you to prepare. This is the next season of what God is doing. Look at me, sir. You are a good man. But it's surprising you how you have not even risen to the level that your expertise should have taken you to. I want to pray for you. You see, Ba, let me tell you some things. Skill is very important, but until your gift is anointed, it will still not bless you. Being gifted and being anointed are not the same. Your gift must be anointed to find visibility. Wale. Let them come. Sir, can I pray for you? Please lift your hand, this man. Father, you have given us the grace to lift and to bless. I stretch my hands upon you. By reason of this anointing, I decree and declare, find favor. Find favor in the name of Jesus. And everything that fights you, I curse it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you, my dear brothers here. Wale, the Lord gave me that word. In the name of Jesus, there's one or two of you here. There is a terrible demonic attack. This is like a conspiracy over what you do. In Jesus' name, I stretch my hands. And I pray for you right now. By the power. This is what I'm hearing in my spirit. Having the readiness to judge every disobedience. If your obedience is complete. There are some of you that may need to go back and just make things right and get things right. But I pray for you. Mercy is my first prayer. And then in the name of Jesus, by this anointing, let there be restoration. Restoration. The power of God is coming on one of you. Although you came out to receive, I don't know what for, but there is a call of God upon your life. And God has been working on you. In the name of Jesus, I declare, may that grace, this grace is not for manifestation, it's the grace for the secret place. In Jesus' name, I stretch my hands. May that grace come upon you. God will make you, God will build you until you become a mighty battle axe in His hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you who has stood here, in the name of Jesus, go back and experience restoration. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Who is Victoria? You can imagine that there are... You see, when I call names like this, it's not... This is not guessing. You can imagine that there are many people who are named like that. But I just call as God ministers to me. And then also to save time, I'm going to pray for you. This man, is this your wife? Come. What do you do, sir?
I'm a lecturer.
You're a lecturer? Where?
In Covenant University.
I want to pray for you. The favor of God is real, oh. When the favor of God rests upon a man, because I'm looking at you and I'm seeing you travel out of this nation, and it has to do with your work, something you are doing. I'm seeing that God is lifting you, and you'll be there for a while, and that you will connect to strange lifters and helpers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stand in partnership with the grace upon our Father and the Lord Bishop David Oyedepo, and I agree with you. As a lecturer in Covenant University, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, sir, you and your wife, something is coming upon your wife. It is a grace. She is going to start having prophetic encounters. Your wife, she will start having dreams and start seeing things. And they will happen the way she saw it. I declare, madam, may that grace rest upon you. This is Victoria. Okay, I'm going to pray for you. So, sir, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. I pray that whatever, whether it is a program or a project abroad you are doing, in Jesus' name, may the grace of God go with you. And you will go and return a sign and a wonder. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you, sir. Victoria. I'm going to pray. Don't feel I'm not insulting you, eh? But I'm looking at you and I'm seeing manifestations of both human beings and snakes. I'm not saying you are, please don't miss, don't worry. I'm going to pray for you because I'm seeing a spirit. This thing is, it has attracted bad and wicked people to your life. I want to pray for you. I know you are a lot here. Right now, I command that spirit. There are two of you, or three of you, in fact. Let them go now. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. This spirit that attracts wicked people, wrong people in destiny, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be delivered now. I set you free. Do you know? Let me tell you the truth. What is on you is what attracts what come around you. Are we together now? In the name of Jesus, I'm praying again. Every negative placement upon your head that keeps drawing negative things, trouble to your life, I declare, be free now. Be free now. Be free now. Please lift your hands, everybody. God bless you. You can return back to your seat, everyone. A mighty deliverance is going to happen here now before we pray for the sick. What is deliverance? A separation between you and a spirit, or you and a limitation. It is not always about spirit. A separation between you and conditions that are unfavorable. At the count of three, the power and fire of God is going to fall here right now. And I want you to bring those people out. Father, anyone here and any family, any individual who is under the influence of negative spirits, making Zion to be called an outcast, in the name that is above all names, and by the blood of the eternal covenant, every legal ground that Satan has over any individual or any family, by the blood of the eternal covenant, as you shout the name Jesus, I declare that your liberty comes. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command all tasks. I command yokes. Be broken now. Be broken now, my God. Shabarakatabata. Every altar, tying down your destiny, bring them out. I curse it now. I curse it now. Curses, yokes of ancestry, yokes connected to bloodline, yokes, release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Open your mouth in 1 minute and begin to pray. I declare my liberty from every planting and every influence. Bring them out, please. Every planting that is not of God over my life, pray. Every fraternity with any spirit that is not of the Christ, I announce and I declare my liberty. Let them go now. I rebuke that spirit. Release them now. Release them now. Hallelujah. Now please look at me. I'm still ministering deliverance. Negative patterns and negative cycles. It comes and then it comes again. It comes and then it comes again. I'm seeing at least 25 people. Father, I don't know where they are. These spirits that cause repetition of negative patterns, at the count of three, shout Jesus, and your deliverance comes. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Be free, be free, be free. Negative patterns, tying your family, tying individuals, bringing them to states where they recycle pain, where they recycle shame, where they recycle negative conditions. Be free. Hallelujah. I'm seeing the anointing of the Holy Spirit go to the worship team, and the Lord is telling me, I have answered your prayer. I don't know who that is. I have answered your prayer. This is what God is saying. I have answered your prayer. May that anointing rest upon that person. It is between you and God. You know what you have been asking him for. But the Lord is saying, I have answered your prayer. And what he says to one, he says to all. Let me prophesy over someone who has been praying over a long-standing issue. In the name of Jesus, what he has done for a brother or sister there, may it be extended to you right now. The power of witchcraft, negative dreams, negative experiences, in the name of Jesus, repetitive experiences, negative experiences, I command those spirits now, let them go. Let God's people go. Release them now. Shalabarados katibranda katibalados. Egradusa ziketibalada. Please stretch your hands towards me. You are about to receive in the realm of the spirit, and it will manifest. Between now For some of you, even this night, that is outside of, you will see people come to testify here. I'm saying it to you because it just distracted me in this vision. I'm looking at what looks like a box, and then I'm seeing it being given to people. That's why I said stretch my hands. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands back at you prophetically. Receive that which God has for you. For some of you, it's a job. Receive it. Hallelujah. There is someone here, you have been trying to buy a house. The house you are negotiating, the person to sell it for you, the price you have been trusting that they bring it down. This is one of your major concerns. Please hear me. You will come and stand here and testify because something will happen this night in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all of you who came out here in front, every foul spirit that has oppressed you, in the name of Jesus, be released now. Never to return. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's pray for the sick now. The Lord is bringing healing. For the last 2 weeks, I've been hearing a name. In fact, it made me read it because, you know, I just said, is it for me or whatever it is? I've not really known so much about it. Cholesterol. That word, high cholesterol. And I had to go and sit down, and I've heard about it passively, you know, but I had to go and study it. And I kept hearing it even up until this afternoon as I prayed. It's one of the areas of healing God wants to bring for people. I had to study it to know what does it mean to say someone has high cholesterol. Because some of those things are death sentences. I'm not a medical doctor, but doctors here will tell you. Let's start with that. And then every other area of sickness. Please, if you are standing in for someone, now is your chance. Whether you are standing in the hospital, I know there are people in so many hospitals right now with patients following. I want you to connect. I'm about to pray for the sick. I believe in the healing power of Jesus. But particularly, I don't know those who have suffered from this high cholesterol issue. Probably you've gone to the hospital and they've told you, or maybe the symptoms have been around. The Lord began to speak this into my ears. And as we pray, I want you to believe. You came with a sick person, now is your time to receive. And remember, like I taught us here, it is not only bodily infirmity. For some of you, you've lost a loved one, you are trusting God to heal. Some negative experience in your life that has tied you down and you cannot move forward. You had an accident and right now you can't move forward. You are afraid of buying a car. You are afraid of moving. You lost a child. You had a miscarriage and you are afraid of starting again. Again is a very powerful word. Again means in spite of. Again. Place your hand right now and let's pray. Everyone who is trusting God for a miracle, if you're standing in for your loved one, any part of your body at all, now is your chance.
As we worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit's gentle touch is flowing, Jesus. I believe, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I know I'm ministering healing, but there is someone here, they stole from you. It's like something happened, thieves or somebody stole from you a business you are doing. And since that time, you have not moved forward again. Where is the person? Come. I'm praying for the sick now. Please make sure you understand what I'm saying. We're still praying for the sick. Don't be distracted.
They stole from you. I know that most people may be coming out, but this person I'm talking about, they stole something significant from you and your life just went down like that. There are at least 7 people right now, as I'm seeing in my vision, while I'm waiting for the other people to come, but there are at least 7 people, the power of God is coming upon them. The fear you have is not just the regular fear for the unknown. This is the spirit of fear. Right now, I command that spirit by the power that raised Christ from the dead, and in the name of Jesus Christ, be delivered from fear now. I cast that spirit out of your life. I don't, male, female, it has stopped you from taking daring steps. You are afraid of everything. You know it's an unusual fear. Be delivered from the spirit of fear now. Let me pray for those who are here in front very quickly. Madam, what do you do? Huh?
I was a teacher, a retired. A minister of God also. But I don't know how I explain it in the congregation.
It's all right, madam. I understand. I'm going to pray for you. Listen, please look at me. God is able to restore time, and God is able to restore things. He can restore the years, but He can also restore things. I don't know what it is that was stolen from you. We are praying for the sick, but I want to pray for you. Some of you have cried. Some of you is money. Some of you is opportunity. All kinds of things. But I want to pray for you. You came for miracle service. I'm seeing a mystery. The right hand of many of you shaking supernaturally by the Spirit of God. I don't know why I'm sensing even that fire on my own hands. Lord Jesus, restore, 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 restore. It doesn't matter who did what. I'm placing an anointing upon you. Restore. Help mama. Restore. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has been stolen that brought you down, and from that time you've not been able to move forward, I prophesy to you, go forward now. Go forward now. Go forward now. Go forward now. The door is open before you. Go forward now. Hear me. Help this man. When it is time to pray for destiny helpers, please make sure you open up your spirit. Because all blessings come from God, but they come through man to you. Hallelujah. I decree and declare, any virtue that was taken from you spiritually, negative soul ties, demonic things that have tied you down so you cannot move forward, shapakatakata, ebrataskotevalata, I break it now. I break it now. I break it now. Be delivered now. Wasters of destinies, stealers of glory, I command a restoration now and a separation from these spirits. Go and excel. For some of you, it will not be up to 1 month. God will restore you back. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Please return to your seat. We are praying for the sick. Lay your hands. Please help mama. Just help her. If you are standing in for someone, whether you are inside or outside, following across the globe, I'm about to pray for the sick right now. Believe in miracles. Jesus heals. He truly heals. Miracles are real. They are not stage managed. No. Lay your hands and let me pray for you. Father,
in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God. Now here's what will happen. Please look at me. Just a quick instruction. It is important to testify of the wonder-working power of God. Tonight we are not only going to allow those who have been healed to come. Everybody who has been imparted by this, you've been delivered. A change has happened in your life supernaturally. Something miraculous has happened right now. Now, listen to me. Many of you will be very surprised to see what has happened in your life. And you have your evidence here. Let me pray for the sick. And then I am going to give you 2 or 3 minutes. We'll only take a limited number of people. But as many who have been touched. I know that everybody has been touched. But any striking, notable miracle, including that which is about to happen, I want you to come and stand in front here or here. We'll give you an opportunity to testify. And then please listen. Many of you missed the remaining part of this service. Impartation and prophetic decrees are a major part of the miracle service. You hear people come and testify. Not everybody is sick. God may not call everybody's name, and then we are constrained by time. When you want to have extended meetings like this, it will take a long time to be able to minister. But everybody should receive in the presence of God. And so please, if you are coming out, make sure that there is no delay. I'm going to be praying for the sick. But even if right now you know that the power of God has touched you, you've been delivered, it is still all right for you to start coming out so that we'll save time. But I want to pray for the sick. Remember what I told you about the woman with the issue of blood. You reach out by faith. You receive and then you check yourself doing what you couldn't do. The moment you find out that there's a miracle, I want you to run and come very quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, the spirit that is back of any and all infirmities, health conditions, emotional conditions, spiritual conditions that are manifesting as illnesses, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, be healed now. Be healed now. Blood conditions, be healed now. High blood pressure, go down now. And by the way, if you need to quickly go and check yourself, we have a medical stand there, very trained professional doctors, lab technicians and all of that. So you can do well, and someone, if you need to check yourself, say a miracle has happened and you want to verify, you do that. We make sure that we only announce miracles that are verified because we're ministering to the entire globe. Are we together? Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, eye conditions, be healed now. Ear conditions, be healed in the name of Jesus. Anyone who could not walk, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, begin to walk now. You could not stand, begin to stand now. You could not move any part of your body, begin to move it now in the name of Jesus. Every lump, every growth in any part of your body, I decree and declare that it disappears now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, any terminal illness, whether here or across the hospitals connecting, in the name of Jesus, I bring you life and healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, blood conditions, be healed now. There's a woman I'm seeing in a vision. You have pains all over your body. You can't tell exactly what it is, but your joint pain. You know how someone who is a sickler, sickle cell anemia, you know, when they have this crisis, that's how you feel perpetually. It's like your body is hot. There's just pain from head to toe. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, you had a dream. And in that dream, you saw that there was something wrong with the left part of your breast. And you are already afraid because you've been sensing pains, and a spirit has been ministering to you that most likely this is cancer. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed right now. Be healed right now. The Lord is showing me an interesting case. There's someone, it's like your feet. I don't know if it is rotting at the edges. Don't feel embarrassed. I don't know if it's like something sort of like a fungal infection affecting your toes. And this is something that is terrible and embarrassing. You are even tired of it. You've tried to treat it and it's not going. In the name of Jesus, I declare, be healed now. Joint pains, pains around your joints. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Lumbar spondylosis. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. There's someone, you went to the hospital and they told you something is wrong with your brain. I don't know if it's cancer or a tumor or something literally in your brain. I'm declaring to you right now, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, you shall not die. You shall not die. You shall not die. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a vision. I'm seeing a woman. You are following from the United Kingdom. You are with your 5-year-old son in front of you. And I don't know if it's autism or something that makes him hyperactive. You are standing for a miracle for him. In the name of Jesus Christ, right from here in Nigeria, I decree and declare, may the power of God touch that person. I pray for all those who are connecting, trusting God for healing across the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Now, whether I mention your name or not, right now, I want you to check yourself and do what you couldn't do. I declare healing. If it's your arm, move it right now. If it's your neck, move it. Your head. If you need to go to the medical stand to check yourself, the moment you find out that the power of God has touched you, alongside those who either fell on the under the anointing or had some kind of breakthrough, the moment you have a testimony, please, you can begin to come out right now. Check yourself very quickly. Let's celebrate them as they come. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. While that is happening, if you are yet to submit your prayer request, wave it, let the usher see. Concurrent. Okay, please wave it. Ushers, make sure that you quickly collect the request. Just be patient, wave it, and an usher will be here. And if you want to quickly write, please just write very quickly. Those who have been healed, those who have received miracles, please don't distract them. Whether from the overflow outside the basement, make your way very quickly and come in now. Make your way very quickly. Let's celebrate them as they come. Make your way very quickly and come. Make your way very quickly. Check yourself. And those who are following from hospitals, the power of God has touched you. You fell under the anointing. You were delivered. Something supernatural and miraculous happened to you. I want you very quickly. You can send in your testimonies. Our media team, PR team are here to receive you in the name of Jesus. Those who are coming from outside, please allow them very quickly. Let's have a few testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a woman I'm seeing, the lower part of your abdomen, I want you to check it. There was something like a swelling there, and right now it's gone. You can check it and come and testify to the goodness of God. Very quickly, if you are coming out, please come quickly so that we move to the next section. Hallelujah. Yes, please. Are we ready? Let me just know if we have a few testimonies.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. So we have a few testimonies coming in. So this is brother.
My name is Victory.
Just a moment, sir. There is a gentleman outside. You cannot walk very well with your left leg. I don't know if you are using a crutch or you are just feeling discomfort, but I want you to check it now. I just saw the power of God touching you outside. There is a mighty miracle for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
All right, sir. So for 3 days, he's been actually having a restriction in his chest.
Okay.
Yeah, for like 3 days now, my chest has been paining me. Each time I try to breathe, I cannot take a deep breath. So after the offerings and testimonies, the moment the man of God took the mic, as I just heard his voice, I became better. Like, I can breathe properly right now.
Breathe in and out. In and out. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
All right, so the next testimony, please come down.
Is there someone with the name Afiniki? I just heard that name, Affinity. There is a miracle that the Lord is bringing for that person. Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
All right, sir. So, Apostle, she had an accident.
You had an accident? Yes,
and for the past 3 years.
I had an accident, and after the accident, I had a dislocated wrist. So, for 3 years. So, it was treated, but I had some restrictions with the hand, and the pain was severe if I tried to move it more.
All right.
Immediately, you were preaching, even before the prayer started, I just had the relief.
Check yourself. Any pain? Are you celebrating Jesus? I told you that health, in one word, is liberty. In Jesus' name, it never returns.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen and amen. Yes, sir. Affinity, can I pray for you? There is a miracle that God is bringing first in your body and then your life, your family. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands and I pray for you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Let there be a supernatural testimony for you. Everything that has held you down, I'm seeing you crying. In the name of Jesus, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. I bring you life and healing. You will come and stand before God's people and testify. God is turning everything around. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, sir.
So, Apostle, we have a very interesting testimony here.
Yes, sir.
So, for the past 10 years...
10 years?
10 years. He's actually been having a strange itching.
A strange itch? Okay. Straight to the point.
Okay. It has been a long time ago. I can't remember exactly, but 2010, 2011. So, it was one afternoon, I start feeling fever. Anytime I start feeling sick, I have short of breath. So, they will now take me to breath. They say, medicine called reference 12. If they give me the medicine, I will come back to normal strength. And it will not take time. Like within a year, I will still have short of breath again.
Yes.
So later on, the crashing started. It will crash me, but it will stop. It will crash me and it will stop. So once
what happened start, now?
So when I came here, I have saw you in my dream healing me 3 times. But when I come to Colonia, I feel somehow because it nothing come. I see people falling on the mountain. I say, God, why me?
Where do you feel the itch? Your hands or all over your body?
Yeah, I see the itch. And now that it comes, it's all over my body. It happened for the first time all over my body. It started happening in particular places. So now it's happened all over my body this month. So I saw you healing me in my dream 3 times before.
What happened to you now?
So when I came to the service, I have to fall under anointing 3 times. The same way I saw you, my dream healing me.
And right now, it's gone.
Yes, sir.
Let's give Jesus praise. It will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
Chronic pain in the chest as a result of ulcer.
Ulcer.
Yes.
And right now,
God came upon him and his hold down.
In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
He gave word of knowledge about a woman with pain all over her body.
Yes.
She has had it for the past 4 years, so difficulty in standing. But now,
how long, madam?
Conservatively, over 4 years.
Over 4 years.
So, as I came for this miracle service, I just told myself, I said, I really want to be part of it, and I like to stand and do my worship. But I just noticed I've been standing since I came. And
the pain is not there.
Then when you were ministering, you know, the word came that joint pain and spondylosis, and these were the specific words the doctors used
for you. And right now, check yourself. Any pain? Let's celebrate Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are we ready?
Difficulty in breathing as a result of pneumonia, but now he can breathe in and out.
Pneumonia.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, we rebuke pneumonia. It leaves you never to return again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Quickly, who is ready? Yes, sir.
All right, sir. So, sir, you gave a word of knowledge concerning the lumbar.
Wow.
Pain. So
yes.
I've had it since 2016.
Yes,
sir.
I had
a diagnosis done in 2018. The exact word, lumbar spondylosis. So right now I can bend, I can move around.
Bend now. Any pain. Koinonia, are you celebrating Jesus? In the name of Jesus, it will never return again by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
So, Apostle, these amazing women,
You gave a word of knowledge concerning people that had dreams.
Yes, sir.
With, whether a lump or a pain in
yes,
the chest,
yes.
In the breast. So, three of them.
All three of them.
Praise the Lord. I had a dream. I have a lump in that dream and it burst out. It was smelling. I woke up not too long. I started developing lump. Like 4 years now. I went to the hospital last week, a week ago. They said they will remove the whole breast. I said no. I ran to God. And this is my first miracle service. When Daddy was reading the book of Jeremiah,
yes.
God gave me that same scripture. I was abandoned from a Muslim house. They thought that nothing will write on my back. All the word was for me today, and I strongly believe I will not live here with this lump. And when Daddy was declaring, I was imagining thunder flowing in my breast. Later, I had a broom, and it affected in my back and my neck as if they loose rope from the lump. I believe God has touched me.
Place your hand on your chest, my dear. In the name of Jesus, I release you. Now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, it will never return again. I declare that they will not have to do anything over your body. A miracle has happened to you, and it remains so in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
Just last night, I slept and dreamed that my mother had breast cancer, and she was so sick, and she was dying. And it was like it was me, it was her. And within the week, I've had a lump in my armpit. But I thought it was a boil, and I took drugs for it. So while you were praying and you said that, I just laid my hand on my chest, and the power of God fell on me.
It will never return to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. God bless you.
Sometimes last week, I had a sharp pain on my left breast. Then I now dreamt later that it was now cancerous, that my two breasts were now cancerous. So I woke up and I started praying. Then you gave the word of knowledge and the pain is actually gone.
Let me pray for everyone here. The spirit of cancer, whether for you or for your loved ones, I release my faith with you. Don't say it comes with old age. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that thing will never find expression in your body. And hear me. If we have people here, I know from a medical standpoint, they say there are people who have a history or it's like it's hereditary. In the name of Jesus, whether cancer or any spirit that is transferred by blood, that it happens to everybody in the family, in the name of Jesus, because you are here tonight, I break that cycle finally. And any negative dream you have had as to anything that relates to sickness in your body, it remains a dream. It remains a dream. It will never find expression in your life. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, sir. Okay, so that's it for her. Okay, let me take... Go ahead.
Apostle, Mama has had diabetes for the past 3 years.
3 years?
Now, yes. Now, one of the symptoms is that she cannot see from afar. But now I asked her, she said she can see you. And then they have gone to check for the medical stand. She's sound now.
Hallelujah. Are you celebrating Jesus? How long was this, ma'am?
3 years.
3 years. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you are completely delivered. Yes, please.
Pain in the abdomen for the past 2 weeks. She has had difficulty in urinating, but she said she was just coming from the convenience now. And she's okay. She was able to urinate.
Every demonic thing, I curse it right now. In the name of Jesus, I told you health in one word is liberty. I declare be free completely in Jesus' name. Yes, please.
She had accident 2 weeks ago. You made mention of someone.
She had accident. What is in the photo? That's the accident?
Yes. Now she can fold her fingers now.
What could
she couldn't do that.
Let her talk.
I cannot fold my hand. I was going to walk. I'm a police officer. I fall in a bike. I just saw myself on the ground. My waist, if I pull up my body now, people will run. And I just feel my hand. I cannot move my hand. I didn't discuss it with anybody. I've been praying with my father, my brother. I'm Nanter from Lanta. I've
been praying
with in NFPPD. I said, this is not my portion. My father will deliver me anywhere I'm coming from.
And right now, what happened to you?
I'm delivered.
Check yourself. Oh my God. Are you celebrating Jesus? Lift your hands. I stretch my hands over you, and in the name of Jesus, oppression will not arise the second time. And for any part of your body that has been injured, you saw the scripture, God will heal you from your wounds. I declare, let there be healing right now. In Jesus' name I pray.
You gave a word of knowledge, yes, of disappearance of lump. She has gone to check. Lump disappeared.
Lump.
Lump gone.
How long?
2 weeks. For the past 2 weeks, have you seen?
In the name of Jesus, you are free right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Our growth in the abdomen. She has gone to check. Disappeared too.
Growth in the abdomen. For how long, my dear?
Like 3 years.
3 years. You are sure you've checked it?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. Yes, sir.
So, sir, she came in here. She's had pains, 10 years, toilet infection.
10 years?
10 years, toilet infection.
No, that is a demonic issue. You now see the difference between a medical condition and a spirit. A medical condition will easily respond to drugs because the leaves are for the healing of the nations. The moment it unnecessarily defies the attendance of medicine, then a spirit has come to be part of it. Not every discomfort is necessarily the presence of a spirit. It is the, sometimes it can be the normal wear and tear of just having a human body. But when that is so, food, vitamins, and some medical attention should easily attend to it. The moment you see that your headache does not respond to good food, good rest, Panadol is a spirit. A spirit has come behind that headache. So you don't just use Panadol, you cast it out. Are we together now? 10 years infection. Yes. Don't cry, my dear. Straight to the point, huh? Okay. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has seen you. He has seen your heart. In the name of Jesus, your testimony remains permanent. In Jesus' name, she's overwhelmed. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Apostle, she had a growth here and it dissolved.
Completely. How long?
I had it June last year. It first disappeared in December, then it came back. But now it's gone completely.
In the name of Jesus Christ, it will never return again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir.
So again, for her, sir, she had a strange growth here.
Yes, my head. There's something moving as if it's stone.
As loud as you can, my dear.
Something is moving in my head like stone, as if I was mad, I would get mad. And as you pray, I just fell under the anointing and the thing left.
Where are you coming from?
From Benue State.
Everything that is not of God and any human agent in partnership with demon spirits, in the name of Jesus, what happened to Haman? What happened to Gehazi? It will happen to them. Anybody who has vowed to walk in partnership with Satan, that you will not find rest, in the name of Jesus, I pray, may the fire of judgment from heaven, it must land upon them. You are set free, my dear, free from every demonic thing. Hold on, no, I'm not done with this lady. Lift your hands, look at me. I just saw something looking like a snake. In the name of Jesus, release this lady now, by the power that raised Christ from the dead. My dear, I declare total deliverance for you. I cut you away from anything associated with demons or curses in your family. You are free now and free forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Next person, please.
Okay, sir. All of them, they've all had pains. Pains in their
head. Pains. Several pains.
Mine is this. I have chest pain.
Yes.
For the past 4 years now, based on the work I normally do. So.
And you've been healed right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, you and all those who have suffered all and various kinds of pains, I bring you life and I bring you healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. For the sake of time, do we have any other striking testimony? Let's just have one. Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Praise the Lord. My leg has been itching me for the past, since 2018.
Your leg?
Underneath my feet has been itching me. So when you prayed for fungal, I feel, if I apply pressure to my leg, I'll feel the itching. So I kept on praying. And then I even had to remove my bag to use the pin to choke the leg. Because whenever I do that, it itches. The pain sees. At the escalator, I itched my leg.
You went now and it's gone.
It's gone.
Celebrate Jesus.
It's gone.
It will never return to you again, my dear.
Amen.
You are free and completely free. Let's take one or two here, and then we'll get straight to
the request.
From the PR line, you gave a word of knowledge of somebody streaming in the UK. A boy who is 5 years old, he couldn't hear. But when you gave that one word of knowledge, they said he hear pop open and he can hear now.
All the way from
they
the United Kingdom.
PR line.
Hallelujah. Are you giving Jesus praise? Listen, our global family, it's important for you to understand, like I said earlier on, that time and distance is not an advantage in the realm of the spirit. It's only an advantage in this realm. Your miracle is at the instance of your faith. Once your faith can connect to the power of God, then the limits have been taken away. So I'm praying specially for those who are following from across the globe. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let there be all kinds of miracles, all kinds of breakthroughs, all kinds of restorations for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please.
Movement in the body for the past 7 years.
For the past 7 years.
Yes. With pain. Now she gave the word and the power of God came upon her. She fell and the pain is no more there.
How long? 7 years.
More than even 7 years.
Where are you coming from?
Uganda.
Okay. What happened to you?
So I was standing there and I'm feeling the normal pain. Pain moving all over my body. So you said somebody has pain. Like,
Yes.
So I just fell under the anointing. And when I got up, I couldn't feel it.
Completely. Yes. In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Sent a movement to you for the past 2 weeks.
For the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, I had like, I could feel like a heaviness in my stomach.
Okay. And it's gone now. In the name of Jesus, it will never return. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
So, Apostle, we need to hear this.
Please.
We need to hear this and also see something very interesting. So, first, let's hear the first testimony.
Yes.
From Kenny. All right. Daddy, you mentioned while you were speaking that people will get healed of breast lump. Someone from Switzerland was healed of 2 years of breast lump. Breast lump.
Are you celebrating Jesus? 2 years. Healed completely.
We also have somebody from Ghana with an abdominal growth disappeared. We also have another person from Ghana. Back pain of 6 months. Healed.
Completely.
We also have another one from Ghana. Healed from leg pain.
Our Ghana family, it seems like they are really opening up to connect by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, your healing remains permanent. Yes, sir.
Then, Apostle, we need to hear this one.
Go ahead. You know, he's saying, what he's saying is found in Acts chapter 8 from verse 5 and 6. Acts chapter 8 from verse 5 and 6. Our time is gone, but what it says is that Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. And the Bible says the people with one accord, they gave heed to the things which he spake. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. You both hear and see if it is the power of God. Yes, sir.
And you gave a word of knowledge about someone's left toe. That's my elder brother.
Someone's left toe.
Yes,
His
legs before. And I killed him for him. I called him immediately and he told me that after he finished speaking with my younger brother, he received my call and he
Look at that. Can you see that? Look at that.
Yes, that was before. And immediately I called him. He sent me a picture right now that a leg has dropped. Look at it right now.
I will worship him forever, love him forever, because I will worship him. In the name of Jesus, that miracle remains permanent. That's an extraordinary miracle. We give Jesus praise. It will never return again in Jesus' name. Let's have this as a last one very quickly.
She's a medical doctor, so she wants to.
Okay. She's a medical doctor? Okay, go ahead.
For intermittently over the years, I found that I have this tightness around my head. And so I've been having forgetfulness. It's easy to cover up at work and people don't know. I would wake up and there's as if there's a band holding my head very tightly. When we started praying, I just started feeling as if it was getting loose, getting released. And finally, when you pray just now, fire came out. In fact, that was a problem that needs to come out. That you prayed against everything about cancer.
it's as if something just left my head and hit the ground. Before, I would feel a heaviness in my head if I shake my head. But now if I shake it, I can't even feel anything. My head
give Jesus praise. In the name of Jesus, you are perfected, healed forever. And every other miracle, whether announced or not, in Jesus' name, we declare that it remains permanent. Please rise up on your feet and stretch your hands here. I'd like you to begin to declare by faith, like the woman with the issue of blood, in the name of Jesus, this is my moment. Can you stretch your hands and pray if you believe in the God that answers prayers? The Bible says, unto him that answers prayers shall all flesh come. Go ahead and pray. As I bow my knees to pray, you just believe by faith. I'm praying now. Go ahead. Declare. I would always say that this is the most accurate representation of your desires. The Bible says, what things soever ye desire. It says, when ye pray, believe that thou receivest it. Someone is praying. Lord, this oppression will never return again. Turn my story. Change my life. Give me a testimony. Is someone praying? Connect me to strategic helpers. Go ahead in the next 2 minutes. Let the mighty God arise even over the issue of concern, give you a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to pray and speak over this. I just sensed again in my heart to just call our Father up and to just make one fatherly declaration. We are made by the food we eat and the words we receive, said Jesus. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but that he should live by food and words. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over these requests. I declare that the God of heaven will arise on your case. The God of heaven will arise on your case. In the name of Jesus. Finally, your laughter arrives. I say it again. Finally, your laughter arrives. Everything that represents sadness here, in the name of Jesus, we drive it like smoke before the wind. Finally, your laughter arrives. Finally, your breakthrough arrives. In the name of Jesus Christ. For many of you, the deliverer has arisen for you. And what you will be counting are testimonies after testimonies after tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak over your life in Jesus' name, that these Egyptians you see today, you will see no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, let's receive. That is the first thing we should receive from his life. That this is 84 years and standing.
Koinonia, raise your voice and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the word of God says, What things soever you desire. What things soever. What things soever. I'm looking at what things soever here. So, over this prayer request, I decree and declare under the anointing of this house, the man of God in this house, I decree and declare your requests are answered. The louder amen you shout, the more it will happen for you. And so, the month of June has opened to you before June.
Let's celebrate him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Why do we speak over people? Listen. Why do we speak over people once and again? I learned this from our fathers of faith, especially in this nation. You see it in the life of our father in the Lord, Daddy Gio. You see it in the life of our father in the Lord, Bishop David Oedipo. And every father of faith, those words you see that they speak over people have turned ordinary people into signs and wonders. We are made, you see, let me tell you, the word is like a tray. It does not just come empty. If you ask me to bring water, I will usually put it on a tray. The moment you see the tray coming, you begin to rejoice. Because no responsible person sends an empty tray to you. A tray is always carrying something. That tray is the word spoken through the lips of faith. That when it comes, it carries supernatural virtues. That if you receive by faith, your life will change in a way that will surprise you. I'm about to speak over your life. This is a major part of the miracle service. We are made by the words we receive. In the name of Jesus, let me start from where our father stopped. Even before June, I prophesied, June, open up for God's people. June, open up for God's people. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, everything your eyes have seen, but your hand is yet to handle, let this be the season where your hand will take possession. Let this be the season where your hand will take possession. In the name of Jesus. There is a relationship between laughter and victory. No man steps into the realm of victory and then does not laugh. I decree and declare. Another word for saying you are walking in victory is to say this season is your season of laughter. Laughter in the morning. Laughter in the afternoon. Laughter in the night. Everything that makes for shame and sadness, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let it be far from your life. Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? How shall I have this business, seeing that I know not any destiny helper? How shall I excel in Abuja, in Lagos, in Jos, in Maiduguri, in Europe, in US, in Asia, seeing that I don't have anyone? My prayer for you is the reply of Angel Gabriel. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. The moment the power of the highest overshadowed Mary, it was possible to give birth. Every time the power of the highest overshadows you, you will always give birth to something. A vision, a dream, a new experience. Therefore, I decree and declare that which must be born from you in this season, give birth safely. Do you believe in the grace for favor? Yes, sir. I will keep speaking over your life till the favor of God becomes a signature grace upon your life. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, favor with God and favor with men. Receive it. Favor with God and favor with men. Receive it. Favor with God and favor with men. Receive it. Every destiny helper anointed by God in this season to locate you and to hold your hands as you rise, whether in the area of career, whether in the place of raising your children, whether in your home and your marriage, whether in your spiritual life, everything delaying that destiny helper, I cause that spirit to give way now. And then I prophetically release the helpers of your destiny to your life. May they locate you. May they bless you. May they lift you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. The spirit that makes you labor for things and when it's time to enjoy them, it is taken away from you. I decree and declare, every good thing you start with your hand, you will see the end of it with your eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me pray for your health. The spirit that is roaming across Nigeria and Africa, bringing mysterious sicknesses upon people. You will see healthy looking people, but in 2-3 days, something just brings them down. I stand in partnership with the grace upon our Father. If at 84, he's still jumping like a young man, then in the name of Jesus, we who are his children, we stand here by faith. And I decree and declare, enjoy health. Enjoy health. Enjoy health. Enjoy health. Enjoy health. Physical health. Mental health. Financial health. Where you have been called rejected, where you have been called an outcast, O Zion, I decree and declare, by the power of him, in the name that is above all names, this is the season where men will look for you. In the morning, they will look for you. In the afternoon, they will look for you. In the night, they will look for you. And they will not come empty. They will come with their treasures. Like the Magi, they will come with gold. They will come with frankincense. They will come with myrrh to honor you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day. Every arrow roaming across from altars to destinies, I declare minus you. I say it again, minus you. Minus your family. Minus your business. Minus your destiny. Minus your health. No power will cut short your life before your time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, I pray for you. There is a grace that rests upon a man that can cause that man to be passionate about the things of God. When that grace rests upon you, you will not struggle to pray. You will not struggle to study. You will not struggle to have time with God. I don't know where you have been struggling in your spiritual life, but I stretch my hands. As one who has been shown mercy by God, I decree and declare fresh fire upon your prayer altar. The discipline to wake up and pray, receive it. The discipline to pray through till you break through, receive it. The grace to pray with answers, receive it. Number two, I pray for your word study life. Every lukewarmness and spiritual laziness, in the name of Jesus, I cast it from your life. Receive the grace to be passionate for the word. Number three, anything fighting your zeal for the house of God, I bring it under arrest right now. In the name of Jesus. Finally, I pray for you. Any association, and any human vessel programmed by the devil to loiter around your life and stop you from entering your glorious destiny. In the name of Jesus, prophetically from this altar, I bring a separation now. Groups, associations, people, I break you free from them. May the grace for honor rest upon you. Go and shine, go and excel. I say it again, go and shine, go and excel. Hear me. Let Nigeria open for you. Let Europe open for you. Let America open for you. Let Abuja open for you. Let the six geopolitical zones open for you. Everywhere you need to be to serve the purposes of God, I declare the grace for visibility that will take you there. May that grace rest upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wave your hands to Jesus and thank him for tonight. Like the woman with the issue of blood, you're waving your hands in thanksgiving. Lord, I will surely return with my testimony. I am in a season where you are visiting me, giving me mighty and marvelous encounters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we wrap up, I know our time is spent, but I want you to pray in 1 minute, even though I've spoken over your life. Father, June is the sixth month. I decree and declare, we are stepping into half of the year. From January to May, anything you said should come into my life and it's not yet there, I release my faith in the name of Jesus. I'm entering into the season of those supplies, those spiritual supplies. Go ahead and pray. Pray in 1 minute. January, February, March, April, May. The month of June will be a month where you will give me rest roundabout. Rest roundabout. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I want you from next week to be very intentional about every Koinonia service, because the Lord is going to be stretching us a bit, but then with it will come grace for fearful dimensions of power. Many of you, this is the season where you will encounter the power of the Holy Spirit in dramatic proportions. In the name of Jesus. Have you been blessed tonight? May the Lord honor and bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I know that we celebrated all our first timers, but let me use this opportunity and appreciate particularly all those who have traveled from across the globe to come. We never take your presence here for granted. We thank God for you and those who have connected and will connect by way of our media platforms. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet as we share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you and see you next.